Ashland Center at 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Another hurricane set to hammer the Florida coast this week.
Milton is expected to make landfall Wednesday, potentially hitting the Tampa Bay area as a Category 3 storm with winds up to 129 miles per hour and remaining a hurricane as it moves across central Florida. More than a foot of rain could fall in addition to rain already falling from a separate storm system. Voluntary evacuations already underway.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Israel on high alert as it marks 1 year since the October 7th terror attacks by Hamas that left about 1,200 people dead. Here at home, the NYPD is on high alert after multiple bomb threats targeting synagogues ahead of today's anniversary. Former President Trump spoke to voters in Wisconsin Sunday.
I'm only asking you to do one thing. We don't even need your money. Keep your money. Just go out and vote.
While Vice President Harris prepares for a series of new TV interviews, including 60 Minutes tomorrow and ABC's The View on Tuesday, this is ABC News. It's the first Monday in October. ABC's Jay O'Brien reports the nation's high court is back in session.
The Supreme Court gets back in action today. The justices returning to the bench to hear a new slate of cases that tackle everything from transgender care, so-called ghost guns, and even adult-themed websites. This term is expected to be a little quieter, perhaps, than in the past, more of your traditional Supreme Court decisions. But don't forget, this is a court that just in the last few years, with a 6-3 conservative majority, has eliminated Roe v. Wade, upended things like affirmative action, and ruled presidents have some immunity from criminal prosecution.
Vanderbilt will pay for its stunning football win over top-ranked Alabama. The Southeastern Conference has fined the school $100,000 because fans flooded the field after the upset. The crowd also tore down the goalposts and dumped them into a Nashville River. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Sunshine to partly cloudy today, a high of around 66 with west winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly, patchy frost possible, a low of 38. Also for Tuesday, a high of 70, nice again with sunny skies. For Wednesday, sunshine and mild and a high of 72. Thursday, mostly sunny and rather mild with a high of 75. Friday, partly cloudy and unusually warm for mid-October. A high of 81. Currently in Richland Center, after a temperature that was up to the mid to upper 60s yesterday for a daytime high, our temp has dropped down now to the current mark of 32 degrees. That's a chilly one this morning, some light frost in some areas and some pretty heavy frost in others this morning. That's how it stacks up weather-wise. Today is Monday, October 7th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. All the same,
land that outshines the sun. I've got a home and love, a land that outshines the sun. Look away beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me, oh Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Look away beyond the blue. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. Look away beyond the blue. Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Look away beyond the blue. Blue Lord, oh, blue Lord, oh, do remember me, oh Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do Lord, oh, do remember me. Blue Lord, look away beyond the blue. Look away beyond the blue. Look away beyond the blue.
The Chieftones and Do Lord, as we start the day in a positive way. Prior to that, Pat Boone and our national anthem for today, officially getting the broadcast day underway. Today is Monday, October 7th. Here we go with another day, another week in Southwest Wisconsin. It was an action-packed, you couldn't get more into a weekend this past weekend. Certainly lots of things happening, and we had good weather for it as well. Nice time for the homecoming parade on Friday and the Canyon of Lights nighttime parade on Saturday night as well in our community. And a little frost on the vibe this morning. Yeah, our temperature in Sextonville, at least at that time, was about 36, 37 degrees. But there was a solid frost on the old vibe. I didn't notice it on the pumpkin this morning, but I do have an ice scraper, but I wasn't able to locate it right away. See, I wasn't planning ahead. I didn't expect it to be that frosty last night, but it at least was. So luckily, the Vibe still has a CD player, so there are CDs in there, and the cases act as pretty good scrapers. But nonetheless, a frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties today until 9 this morning. So if you haven't done so, maybe hide those plants inside. Sometimes it really settles in the first couple of hours of the morning around daylight or so. So if you still haven't, if you forgot, maybe it's a good time to move something inside or cover it up. Right now, 32 degrees at the old studios here in Richland Center. Welcome to the Light in the Milk House Show. Here's Tracy Bird.
The lights were hot and the beer was not and the band was playing loud. The house was full. And I said, how's a guy like me to get to know you? She said, not so fast, let me show you. She said, the first step is the two-step. I'm here to dance, nothing more. Swing me around that hardwood mind. She felt so fine and we hardly hit the ground. So I said maybe we could make a reservation or some wine with candlelight and conversation. She said the first step is the two-step. I'm here to dance, nothing more. Let's two-step, then we'll talk.
I made myself a promise I knew I couldn't keep. I promised me I wouldn't cry tonight before I sleep. Then I think of how you've hurt me, and it's more than I can take. Now I know that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break. Promises and hearts were made to be broken, but surely not mine. At least I was a hoping. But a hurting heart is something I can't learn to face. Now I see that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break. I promised all of my neighbors no more crying late at night. I promised them I'd go to sleep. Things are gonna be alright. And once again, it's memory time, and my heart begins to ache. Now they know that promises and hearts were made to break and break and break. Oh, promises and hearts were made to break.
That was Stonewall Jackson on WRCO and Promises and Hearts. Good morning. It is a Monday morning. We're at the 7th of October on the calendar. If you have summer plants and silk flowers in the Mount Tabor Cemetery in Sabin, you're asked to remove them by this Saturday for fall cleanup. Monday Coffee Connect virtual support to fill your caregiving cup will be held every Monday morning from 10 until 11 in October. Connect with local dementia specialists virtually from the comfort of your home. Join to ask questions, gain support, and brainstorm strategies to get through this time together. Register by calling Pam Kohlberg, dementia care specialist for the ADRC of Eagle Country, at 608-548-3954. And a Red Cross blood drive is happening today from 1 until 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. Appointments are appreciated by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or online at redcrossblood.org. Those reminders from today's community calendar. Here is Michael Martin Murphy.
I've been looking at people and how they change with the times. And lately all I've been seeing are people throwing love away and losing their minds. Maybe it's me who's gone crazy. and I see love-hungry people trying their best to survive. When right there in their hands is a dying romance, and they're not even trying to keep it alive. So what's the glory in living? Doesn't anybody ever stay together anymore? And if love never
What's forever for? I once sang or attempted to sing that one at the Miss Richland County pageant back about 1986, 7, somewhere in that area. Did it as a duet. And I had them in the aisles. They were actually heading toward the exits, I believe. Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way by local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
This Friday night, don't miss an incredible evening of live music at the Richland Center City Auditorium. The doors open at 6 p.m. The show kicks off at 7. Headlining the night are the Jimmies, an award-winning blues band that's been bringing people together from coast to coast, Europe, Canada, and even the Caribbean since 2010. Opening for the Jimmies is the talented Annie and the Crush, promising an electrifying start to the night. Tickets are just $20 for general seating, so grab yours today before they're gone. The Richland County Performing Arts Council is thrilled to present the Fall Blues Show in this iconic venue. Get ready for a night of unforgettable music, only at the Richland Center City Auditorium this Friday night.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Jordan Love bounced back from the first pick six of his career. The Packers rallied for a 24-19 victory over the Rams. The Packers trailed 13-7 late in the second quarter after Jalen McCullough picked off Love's off-balance attempt to throw the ball away and ran it in 4 yards. But Green Bay scored in its next three drives and benefited from a pair of turnovers to beat the Rams for the ninth time in their last 10 regular season meetings. Matthew Stafford had a touchdown and an interception. Kyren Williams scored for the eighth straight game. Green Bay logged the victory yesterday. Also, Minnesota over the Jets in a London game, 23-17. Baltimore won against Cincinnati 41-38 in overtime. The Bears beat Carolina 36-10. Houston 23, Buffalo 20. Jacksonville over Indianapolis Indianapolis 37-34, Miami 15, New England 10, Washington 34-13 over Cleveland, Arizona 24, San Francisco 23, Denver 34, Las Vegas 18, the Giants over Seattle 29-20. And last night, Dak Prescott hit Jalen Tolbert with a four-yard touchdown with 20 seconds remaining, and the Cowboys slipped past the Steelers 20-17. Well, the start was delayed in that game nearly 90 minutes due to severe weather, and the game ended just before midnight our time. Going on as well, in the National League playoffs, Philadelphia beat the Mets 7-6. And San Diego over the Dodgers, final score of 10-2 in the National League playoffs. The NBA preseason is underway. The Bucks lost to Detroit 120-87. And the WNBA Association playoffs, it was New York 76, Las Vegas 62. Connecticut beat Minnesota 92-82. This update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Are you ready? Are you ready, kids? All right, hold on. It's the aerobic polka for a Monday. We need a real rip snorter to start the week. Yeah, here we go. Yep. You go. Short and sweet there. Otto Blahovdi and a little tune called the Silver Bells Polka here on WRCO. Thank you, Otto. It is 31 degrees? That can't be right. Is it not supposed to be that cold, is it? Oh, well. A frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 this morning. A high later of 68. It's going to be pretty warm all week long. 68 will be the coolest daytime high of the week, it looks like. Tomorrow, 70. Wednesday, 72. Thursday, 75. Friday, 81. Again, right now, 31 degrees. Here's Joe Stampley.
I know, you know, we know that I'm still loving you. Time won't erase, years can't replace the sweet dreams that I've shared with you. I know, you know, we know that I'm still holding on.
And I won't stand back, not try to save this sweet love if I can. So let's try. Will you try?
I'll try to meet you more than halfway.
You'll find nothing's changed, 'cause I still feel the same. Yes, I'm still loving you. Forever for us wasn't nearly as long as we'd planned. And I won't stand by and not try to save this sweet love if I can. So let's try. Will you try?
I'll try to meet you more than halfway.
You'll find nothing's changed, 'cause I still feel the same. Yes, I'm still loving you.
On WRCO Radio. Good morning. 31 degrees here on the Wurtz floor and home temperature gauge. That is so far the overnight low. The good morning time is 5:30.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
A short strike with lasting impacts. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
bred to defy expectations, Pioneer Brand's Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. An economist says a short port strike can have lasting impacts on U.S. agriculture.
We all know it's really easy to lose a market or a customer and very difficult to gain them back.
Aaron Borer with the U.S. Meat Export Federation tells Brownfield competitors like Brazil have likely gotten some new business due to the uncertainty with the U.S. supply chain.
The damage to the U.S. as a trusted supplier that's been kind of damaged already because of the difference in trade not being so much of a priority. And also they're talking about lost income, lost profit potential at a time of the year can never be afforded.
According to a rough estimate, she says it takes 1 week to recover for every day there's a shutdown. East and Gulf Coast ports started to reopen Friday, 3 days after the strike began. A dairy market analyst says the global marketing picture is changing faster than many people expected. Mary Ledman with Rabber Research tells Brownfield the increased self-sufficiency of China in dairy is having a domino effect on world export markets. Ledman says China's growth in production is about 1 million additional cows, creating an amount of milk equal to what's made in California. But with the high demand for fluid milk in China, Ledman says China is still potentially a good export market for U.S. dairy.
Especially on for products like whey products. Dry whey is used extensively in feeding the world's largest swine population, which lives in China, and pork is just integral to the Chinese diet.
Ledman says China has commonly produced whole milk powder and reconstituted it to extend shelf life, but their growing middle class wants more fresh fluid milk. North Central Iowa farmer Stu Swanson finished his soybean harvest this last week.
Soybean dried down very rapidly, and now as we've moved into corn, we're finding that that also dried down rapidly.
The Wright County farmer tells Brownfield yields were good.
Not great. I think the end of the season dryness that we had here in August, we just didn't get that last little kick that sometimes we get. So happy with where we're at and excited about the corn that we've been in so far.
Swanson is the current president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association and says most of his corn is averaging around 15% moisture. U.S. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson says she's asking Republican leaders in the U.S. House to bring the Farm Bill up for a vote as soon as possible.
Enough is enough here. I believe the Farm Bill would receive bipartisan support on the House floor from members who understand food just does not grow at the grocery store.
She says she hopes a vote on the House floor can take place shortly after the U.S. presidential election. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Pests are trying to turn parts of the corn belt into the corn rootworm belt. But DeKalb Brand says, not on our watch. Crush corn rootworm with DeKalb Brand SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology. It's the outstanding yield potential of DeKalb corn with advanced protection against corn rootworm. When pest pressure is highest, hit back your hardest. Talk to your DeKalb representative. Never settle. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic, good-for-nothing thieves. That's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Harchi Lumber is more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
An active day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It took all week for direct cash cattle trade to take place, and in the end, sellers benefited. Live deals were marked at $186 in the south, about a dollar higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals were at $296, about $2 higher than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were mostly steady, and heifers were $1 to $7 higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. Receipts were down on the week, but up on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 760 to 794 pounds, brought 261 to 268.50. Feeder steers, 838 to 842 pounds, brought 245.50 to 256.50. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 670 to 690 pounds, brought 252 to 262.50. Boxed beef closed sharply higher with good demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 278 at 302.58. Select closed 432 higher at 287.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 108,000 head, down 8,000 on the week and down more than 3,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a very small negotiated run. Processors were pretty aggressive in their procurement efforts early in the week and likely had needed numbers on hand and didn't need to do too much business to finish out the week. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and global demand. It was a good week for export sales, and that strong global demand for U.S. pork is a bright spot for the market. However, there are lingering concerns about domestic demand strength. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 90 cents higher with a weighted average of 74.78. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of 75.01. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values into the day lower, down 49 cents at 94.31. Butts, picnics, and hams were lower. Loins, bellies, and ribs were all higher. And estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up with boxed beef higher at midday, watching direct business develop. Feeders had additional support from that lower move in corn, and lean hog futures ended the day lower with pork values down during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whiffles famous. At Whiffles Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whiffles Hybrids.
Direct cattle trade Friday was at 186 live and 296 dressed. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn saw harvest pressure. November beans are down 8.25 at 10.37 3/4. January was 8.5 lower at 10.56. December corn is down 3.5 at 4.24 3/4. March was 4.25 lower at 4.41 3/4. Live and feeder cattle were up, supported by cash and wholesale business. December live is 60 higher at 187. February was up 20 at 187.95. November feeders were $1.15 higher at 249.27. And hogs were mostly weak on spread trade and profit taking. December lean was down 25 at 76.15. February hogs were 32 cents lower at 79.82. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Consumers like the idea of regenerative agriculture when they know what it is. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Purdue University's Center for Food Demand does a Consumer Insights report every month. A few days ago, the August survey included a question about whether folks were familiar with regenerative agriculture. Purdue Ag Econ Professor Joe Balogtas.
71% of respondents in our survey, and it's nationally representative, say they're either only slightly or not at all familiar with the term regenerative agriculture.
Balogta says that's understandable.
2% of the population works in farming, and so most consumers don't have a great sense of where their food comes from and don't need to in some sense. So it's hard to follow farm issues for typical consumers.
Once consumers have it explained, Balogta says, they're all for it.
When we ask these same consumers, are you supportive of regenerative agriculture? Something like 73%. So about the same proportion, say they are supportive of regenerative agriculture. So that means there are people in the country who don't really know what regenerative agriculture is, but who, if you ask them, they're like, oh yeah, that sounds like a great idea.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
More dairy products were made in August. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. U.S. processors made more dairy products in August than they did a year ago. USDA's latest production report shows total cheese production was 1.2 billion pounds. That's 1.7% higher than a year ago. U.S. butter production was 159 million pounds in August. That's down 3% from the previous month, but 14.5% higher than August of last year. NAVET dry milk production for August was 2.2% higher than a year ago. Skim milk powder production down from last year. Regular hard ice cream, sherbet, and frozen yogurt production all went up compared to August of 2023, while low-fat ice cream production dropped nearly 9%. Mary Ledman with Rabo Research tells Brownfield the increased dairy self-sufficiency of China is having a domino effect on world export markets.
It was about 2018-19, kind of their equivalent of the Farm Bill supported the growth of the dairy industry. At that time, the goal was to add about 11 million metric tons of milk over the next 5 years. And they did that, actually a year earlier than anticipated.
Ledman says China's growth in production is about a million additional cows, creating an amount of milk equal to what's produced in California. But she says China still is a potentially good export market for U.S. dairy, especially dry whey, which they need for their swine population. Cash dairy prices were mixed Friday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey down a quarter of a cent to 60.5 cents, one sale recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks down 6 cents at 194.75, one sale. Cheese barrels went way down 16.5 cents to 195.5, no sales. Butter up 0.75 cents to 258.75, 23 butter sales recorded Friday. Non-fat dry milk went up 0.5 cent to 135.25 with 9 sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Calves were steady, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
Old Steamboat calves sold up to $560. The beef crossbred calves up to $825. Slaughter cows sold from $90 to $133, with the thin questionable health cows $60 to $80. We had some 600 to 900 pound feeder bulls, and they range from $165 to $180. Our next feeder sale will be on Friday, October 18th. Darren Coleman and Jim will do their best to get you a good fair price for your feeders. Give us a call at 608-627-1401 to get your cattle listed on our sales list. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market serving farmers of a five-county area.
Good morning from WRCO. It is a Monday morning, and it is a little frosty out there. A frost advisory in effect for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties until 9 o'clock this morning. Sunny to partly cloudy today, a high of 66. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly. Patchy frost possible, and a low of 38. Tuesday, nice again with mostly sunny skies and a high of 70. It is 31 right now at WRCO Radio. After an early morning reading, we were up there in the upper 50s to around 60, so the bottom fell out overnight. Here's Ernest Tubb and the band.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you, Merle. Well, you left me and you went away. You said that you'd be back in just a day. Well, you broke down your promise and you left me here alone. I don't know why you did, dear, but I do know that you're gone. I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. I'm walking the floor over you.
Oh, Pete and Lynn. Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Someday you may be lonesome too.
You talking about me, Ernest?
Walking the floor is good for you. Just keep right on walking and it won't hurt you to cry.
You know,
remember that I love you and I will the day I
die. I didn't know you felt that way, Ernest.
I'm walking the floor over you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and I'm praying as my heart breaks right in two. Walking the floor over you.
Yes, sir.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care. But myself I can't deceive. I know it's only someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My only prayer will be someday you'll care for me. But it's only make-believe. My dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. Is someday you'll care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Conway Twitty, it's only make-believe on WRCO. Well, you're not dreaming. It is Monday, and we're getting ready for the big week in Southwest Wisconsin after a big weekend as well. But there are a lot more things going on this weekend, including the homecoming school fair at Ithaca. That among the many events going on this weekend. Lots of fun stuff. We're getting kind of toward the end of the homecoming situation. I know Weston has its homecoming this weekend as well in Casanova. Here are the Bellamy Brothers as we get closer to weather time. The Milkow Show from WRCO Radio, leading us toward weather time with Tony Schumacher. That's next.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another tranquil week here across the middle of the country with high pressure just kind of sitting on top of us for the most part. Should bring us a lot of sunny days and quiet, cool nights. The warmest air of the week will come in later on as south winds return, and temperatures could soar up about 15 to 20 degrees above normal toward Thursday and Friday. It does look like a stronger cold front will slide in from the north as we head into Friday night. Behind that, temperature settling down back to normal for next weekend, maybe even colder than normal by Sunday. There will be just a chance of a couple of spotty light showers next weekend as well. Right now, the amounts look very small, like just a few hundredths of an inch, but certainly on the cloudier side with that weather system nearby. Here's the forecast for today. The frost advisory for Vernon, Richland, and Sauk counties runs until 9 a.m. today. Otherwise, sunny to perhaps partly cloudy at times. High temperature up to 66. West wind between 5 and 12. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with patchy frost possible. Low in the upper 30s. Tomorrow should be nice again with mostly sunny skies, high close to 70, northwest wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow night, clear and cool, low 39 degrees. Wednesday brings us sunshine once again, staying mild, high at 72. The outlook for Thursday, mostly sunny, even warmer, low 42 with a high in the mid-70s. Friday, partly cloudy, unusually warm for mid-October. Low about 50, high up to 81. Saturday, partly sunny and noticeably cooler. Slight chance of light rain at night. Lows in the upper 40s, high near 66. And Sunday, variably cloudy and cool. Spotty light showers are possible. Low in the upper 30s with a high near 57. You have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature has dipped to 31 degrees. Yesterday's high, 65. The record high, 85, set in 1993 and equaled in 2007. The record low, 21 in 2001. Last year's high, 55, and the low, 40. Sunset will occur at 6:32 this evening. Also for tomorrow.